Hello and God bless you. This is Bert Cross again, and I would like to speak an encouraging word to you today. It is my prayer that you would receive this word of truth and that the eyes of your understanding be opened. Today you will be taught the word of God. I pray that you have an alert mind, a receptive heart, and the courage to boldly confess the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. The encouraging word today comes in the form of a question. Whose report will you believe? We've just witnessed the testimony of people in America exercising their voting right by attaching that voting choice to their system of beliefs. I am amazed that supposedly conscious, alert people can't seem to understand or be guided by clear evidence as presented in the Bible or historical documents. God is God. God's word is true and will always be true. Anyone, anything, and any other word that is contrary to the will and the word of God is of the devil. I will say that again. Anyone, anything, and any other word that is contrary to the will and the word of God is of the devil. God has a will and a way. Either you are in it, or you're out of it. There is only two absolutes: God, the power of light, and Satan, the enemy of God, the ruler of the power of darkness. From the very beginning, the choice of man had a sure consequence attached to his decisions. Genesis 5, 15 through verses 17, it says this: And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. You don't have to go to cemetery to understand this simple command. God is saying there is a bunch of trees here in the garden. You can eat from every one of them except one. You will know which one because I have labeled it and I will point it out to you. There's a sign on the tree said, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Boom, there it is. The two absolutes are given in plain sight, good and evil. Now, presently, we have the devil, sin, rulers, powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, and the children of the devil applying his misinterpretation and misapplication to the word of God that we have to deal with on a daily basis. But we were born into this kind of environment. But Adam was in the love and the fellowship of his daddy, and he didn't have but one thing to do. He didn't have no devil, no evil history to review, no sin present or was known at that time. Only God and his creation presented itself before Adam every day. You know the story. God said one thing and Adam and his wife Eve didn't believe what God said. There was a consequence for their decision. It was death. And death means it being separated from the living God. Later on, when God established the covenant with his people to bring his salvation plan into existence, God gave those Israelites a choice and suggested the right choice to them so they couldn't make a mistake. Deuteronomy 30 and 15, God is talking here. It says, See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. But the clear charge and intent of verse 15 is now backed up with the direction in verse 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days. Saints of God, when I read that passage, I was floored. I'm almost about to pass out right now. Oh, hallelujah. Did you hear what God said? He said, I want you to choose this life for a reason, so you and your seed can live, so that you may love the Lord thy God, so you can obey his voice, so you can cleave only to him. I understand all that, but the next part is what floored me. For he is thy life and the length of thy days. Oh my God, that's a heavenly ordained report. Who in their right mind would agree with the devil's report right now? The devil always says the opposite of what God says. God says what he means, and he means just what he says. Oh my gosh, I'm running out of time right now. So I'm encouraging you to stay tuned for part two of this series on message number 6 that I will give on tomorrow. God bless you, man and woman. I'm praying right now that God would just open up your eyes and that you would receive his revelation. I'm praying that God would give you something that money cannot buy, his favor. I'm praying that right now that you would be stand up and be the will. You would stand up and be the church. You would stand up and let the dying world know that God is God and his word is supposed to be obeyed, because we are his sheep and we are the people of his hand. I give him all glory and praise for you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed, and be blessed.